Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California church case boomerangs and New Mexico repeals restrictions on places of worship. We're going to be talking about both of these situations on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is now, Holly, the 11th time that the Supreme Court has weighed in on these particular situations. And five of those have been injunctions pending appeal, which is very extraordinary, in which they've ruled in favor of the churches, including our case coming out of California, Harvest Rock Church, and Harvest International Ministry. This one is South Bay Pentecostal versus Newsom, coming out of California. And this is a situation in which the Supreme Court granted the petition, vacated the orders below, and said that the lower courts needed to reconsider their rulings in light of one of its most recent cases called Tandon versus Newsom. In that case, that was a decision on April 9 from the Supreme Court that ruled that California's restrictions on home Bible study and worship violated the First Amendment.
So, Matt, doesn't the Ninth Circuit have to listen to what the High Court says?
You would think so.
I mean, you think the High Court would be a little tired of this.
Like, you know,
they're getting
annoying.
The
Supreme Court has actually chastised the Ninth Circuit and said, now, in the Bible study case that came out on April 9th, they said, this is the fifth time now we've disagreed with the Ninth Circuit. This case now represents the sixth time that they
We're going to put you guys
disagree.
In time out if you don't listen.
Well, so our case is still at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We've already gone to the Supreme Court with it twice, and we got an injunction pending appeal, and we also got relief back in December with that particular Supreme Court. So we've had two victories at the Supreme Court, including an injunction pending appeal.
And, of course, it was the Supreme Court that finally helped us encourage, let's say, the governor to drop the total ban on worship restrictions.
Yeah, actually— it ordered him that it was unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be nice about it, you know.
I'm not going to be nice about it at all. I mean, he has been very anti-religious
freedom,
very anti-church, very pro-abortion. And it's no wonder why the people of California just gathered enough signatures, 1.62 million signatures certified, to put him recall on the ballot.
Right.
So they're moving forward this year to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, as they well should.
Yeah, he has no right to oppress people like this.
Well, he has really been oppressive to churches up until we won this case at the U.S. Supreme Court in earlier this year, February 6th. California was the worst place in the country for church restrictions, worship restrictions, banning all worship for 99.9% of all California. It was criminal to meet, including in homes. April 9, the Supreme Court said your restriction on home Bible studies, also a total ban, that's also unconstitutional, violating the First Amendment. So now where we are. We are at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with our case. Everything has been fully briefed. The Court of Appeals has asked us to give an additional brief on the most recent ruling from the Supreme Court involving home Bible studies, which is clearly in our favor. Clearly the handwriting's on the wall. And we will continue to push this over the finish line so that all of the restrictions are permanently prohibited in California.
But, you know, to go back to validate your point about Newsom hating the church, let's not forget that Hollywood has been operating as usual. All their performers, their singers, their chanters, you know, having meals together, everything that he's not allowing the church to do, Hollywood is doing.
Yeah, for example, on the singing and chanting ban, where people haven't been able to sing in churches from all the way going back to July 6, 2020, up until most recently in March, where they relieved some of the restrictions. But the restrictions are still very onerous on churches. The restrictions were actually modified after our Supreme Court win in February of this year. So in March, they said, well, you can now have 10 people, up to 10 people, singing on the platform. But the congregation can't sing. the congregation can't lift up praises to our Lord,
can
even though the scriptures
church and not do that?
Talk about that and command us to do so.
Yeah, you can't imagine going to church and not be able to worship.
And that's what they said. It's only like an observation where you're just watching like a Disney performance or something. But that's unconstitutional. At the same time, he, as you said, has exempted the movie industry, entertainment, TV production. You can have singing and you can have chanting, and you could always have that. In fact, they've always been exempted from these restrictions.
Right. Follow the money here. That's where he makes his money off Hollywood. So he's not going to limit them, whereas the church, he could care less.
Yeah. So in his blueprint, you have originally four tiers, and you still have that. And then what happened was tier one was a total ban, and 99.9% of California was under tier one. We got that struck down on February the 6th at the Supreme Court. But now he has a 25% in tier one, 25% in tier two, 50% in tier three, and 50% capacity in tier four. Yet at the same time, there's hundreds of secular gatherings that are completely exempted. And even those that are not totally exempted, when you look at the other kinds of activities within those four tiers, all of the secular ones have much better ability to meet a higher capacity
right.
than what churches can do. So, and then nobody has the singing and chanting ban, but the churches do. So we're still moving forward to make sure that we permanently quarantine Governor Gavin Newsom and his unconstitutional executive orders so that he never returns to these old ways and we strike down all these remaining restrictions.
And, you know, on the other hand, speaking of restrictions, New Mexico had very tight restrictions since April of 2020. But this Democratic governor said, oh, these court rulings, I need to listen to them. And she's opened the church with no restrictions.
Yeah, she just did. And here's what she says. Quote, the change was made in light of recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions that enjoin states from enforcing capacity limits on churches that are more restrictive than other entities like factories and schools. Houses of worship are strongly encouraged to protect their congregants and communities by enacting social distancing measures to bolster public health and minimize risk of viral spread of their own accord. So she's saying, well, we encourage churches to do this, but there's no teeth in it. Bottom line is, she saw the handwriting on the wall. The Supreme Court has struck down these capacity restrictions across the country. And she says, you know, we're next, so I have no choice.
Right.
And she removes the capacity restrictions. And the thing that she's clearly focused on is that, well, if you have factories and schools that get better treatment, well, it's not just factories and schools, then you can't, you know, restrict these churches. And whether it's factories, whether it's Amazon warehouses, whether it's transportation, the airports, your bus or schools or anything out there, liquor stores, abortion clinics, all of those, marijuana dispensaries, they all get better treatment. And you cannot discriminate against places of worship.
But, you know, I do take issue with, like, these governors that say, well, okay, now I'm going to allow the churches to meet with full capacity. Well, you know, granted, their religious freedom doesn't come from the government, doesn't right. come from a governor, it comes from God. So you're not allowing that, you're just acknowledging that.
And, you know, I want to address some people, because when we first began messaging on this and litigating on this, we got Christians, and we have a lot of support, but we had some Christians saying, oh, this is reckless, you don't love your neighbor, that this is a Romans 13, you just need to be good little kids and obey the government orders, and this is violating the governor's orders. And, you know, here what we have is that we indeed have proven that these were unconstitutional. It was the governors acting illegally,
right.
illegally.
Right.
And our rights come from God. But also the First Amendment affirms those unalienable rights to religious freedom. And so, you know, these people that would raise Romans 13 back then and even now are probably the same people that would raise Romans 13 during Hitler's reign. Just obey the government. I know people say, oh, I wouldn't be doing that. Well, you would if you are the ones who raised Romans 13 when, in fact, this was clearly unconstitutional, and the church belongs to Jesus Christ, not to these governors, not to the state. We need to pray for our country, pray for the pastors, pray for revival, pray for our churches. And of course, this week leads up to the National Day of Prayer. In fact, in our ministry center in Washington, D.C., we are engaging in reading every word of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is ongoing now. I encourage you to go to faithandlibertydc.org to participate in this historic event.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.